In Southport, we have what we call a Martin Luther King Celebration Committee. And this is the 19th year we will have been in operation. And each year, we have a two-day celebration in memory of Dr. King, in which we try to do things to talk about his philosophy of life, talk about his contributions, his legacy. And on this coming Sunday, we're going to have a memorial march beginning at 3 o'clock. And at about 3:45, we're going to have a program that's more or less youth-oriented. Now, that will take place. The memorial march will be organized in the parking lot of the ILA Union Hall in Southport, and the program will take place, of course, in the hall itself. The program will focus on a joint program between our committee and the school system called Project Do Something, in which we encourage students to do acts of kindness and acts of justice. And it has been quite a successful program over the past 6 or 7 years. And we recognize students. And the program we're going to have musical presentations, people from the school system to talk about the positive side of the program and how it complements the character component of the curriculum. So that's always exciting and entertaining. Now, Monday morning, we're going to have our annual round table breakfast. It will take place at Trinity United Methodist Church, located in the downtown area of Southport. We are very delighted that our keynote speaker will be the Honorable Judge Wanda Bryant. She's from the Brunswick County, the Cedar Grove area of Brunswick County, and she is one of the judges on the North Carolina Court of Appeals. As a matter of fact, she just won re-election back and out during the November election. Another highlight of that breakfast will be we're going to present the annual Walter Welsh Award. That's presented in memory of a member of our committee. He was an elderly man, lived to be almost 90 years old, and he worked to promote diversity, equality, pushed for understanding cultural differences and this type of thing. So in his memory, we're going to give that to what we think is a deserving person in our community, and that's always a highlight, and you know, everybody kind of looks forward to that. I don't know if I covered too much or not, but if you have a question you'd like to present to me, maybe I could go in that direction to address any questions.
Sure. No, it all sounds great. I guess if somebody has never gone to a Martin Luther King Day celebration in Southport, what can they expect?
Well, they can expect a good turnout of people being enthused about the Memorial March. I mean, we're talking about a community-wide project. That has been carefully planned by the committee, which represents a cross section of the people of the Southport area. I think it would meet the test of being informative, interesting, and very inspiring. And the whole focus is on trying to do things in commemoration of the legacy and philosophy of Dr. King.